J.G. Ballard's 1973 novel Crash has just been published in a new edition to coincide with the release of the film. Ballard is also the author of the novel Empire of the Sun, based on his experiences growing up in a prisoner of war camp near Shanghai during World War II. Steven Spielberg adapted it into a movie. Yesterday, I called Ballard at his home in England and asked if he thought his interpretation of Crash was different from David Cronenberg's.
No, I don't. I think his film adaptation is extremely faithful to the spirit and to the letter of the book. No film can encompass in an hour and a half, you know, the whole of a 300-page novel. But I think he gets to the heart of the book in a brilliant way.
How do you think the effect of seeing the crashes and the sexual scenes compare on screen with the novel? The experience of reading it and the experience of seeing it.
Well, obviously, seeing a car crash or a sexual act on screen is much more powerful than any description a writer can cook up, because you know we primarily experience car crashes if we're unlucky to be involved in them, or sex if we're lucky enough to be involved in sex, through our eyes. And of course the eye has enormous authority. But I think you, in many ways, the car crashes and the sex in the film are less extreme than they are in the book. I think that's what's so powerful about the film, is that everything is understated compared with the sort of violent car crashes you see in most Hollywood films and the simulated sex that you see in Hollywood films. I mean, the sex and violence in Crash is quite modest.
What's the status of the film Crash in England? Is it going to be released?
The film was banned temporarily by Westminster Council, which covers the West End of London, where all the major theatres are. Without Westminster and central London, it's difficult for a film to get any kind of proper release. And there was a certain amount of government pressure at a very high level to get the film banned permanently. But now the British Board of Film Censors have suddenly come out and issued the film with a certificate and have not asked for any cuts, which is a remarkable development, given the huge storm of largely simulated outrage on the part of newspapers trying to sell their editions. But it's a step forward to eventual distribution of the film here.
Do you know anything about what happened behind the scenes that enabled the film to actually be released, especially be released uncut?
I think it's to the credit of the American chairman of the British Board of Film Censors, a man called Furman, who stood on his principles and has resisted government pressure. I think the part of the problem was that Crash got caught up with the imminent British general election and a panicky conservative government, which is staring defeat in the face, was looking around for any bandwagon to climb aboard, and they saw this streetcar coming towards them labeled Morality, and they all rushed over, climbed on board, and started ringing the bell, and sadly, Crash was in their headlights. So I think it was used as a political tool, really.
I think you might be the only person in the world ever to have books adapted both by Steven Spielberg, the king of the big box office mainstream movie, and David Cronenberg, the king of the investigation of the most mysterious aspects of humanity. You know, his movies are always about body and soul.
Yes, I mean, I take it as a very great compliment that I've had what are probably my two best novels adapted by two of the greatest directors.
In opposite extreme. I mean, everybody goes to see Steven Spielberg films and David Cronenberg's films some of them are just so, well, out of reach to people or something. I don't know what it is, because I think he's a wonderful filmmaker, but they certainly don't do as well. Some people think his films are kind of perverse. So anyways, go ahead.
Well, I mean, there are many perverse. You know, life is perverse in part. I mean, the human imagination contains a great deal of perversity, and one shouldn't run away from it. I mean, it can get out of control, and then you get, you know, nasty aberrations like, you know, the Second World War. I think the perverse strains that make up the human mind ought to be kept under constant scrutiny. And I think novelists and filmmakers play a large role in carrying out that scrutiny. I think that's their greatest contribution to a civilized society. Somebody's got to, you know, explore the underworld.
J.G. Ballard is the author of the novel Crash. A new edition has just been published.